and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey. Today, our first story is almost like the exemplar of social media, but yet also going through some issues. It's Facebook. Facebook is going to be in the news. Not as much as, you know, when the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal was going on, but I feel Facebook will probably just still pop up pretty frequently. Probably for the rest of the year and maybe into the next year, even if they don't really do anything, but they're doing stuff to try and make up for the Cambridge Analytica thing. And so they're sort of readjusting, pivoting, what have you. Like, if you've ever seen, there are these ads out right now, which it's like, remember when it all started and we met our friends and then met friends of our friends and it was really great and we found people just like us. And it's like, but then something happened and other things happened and it got not bad. So we're getting back to, you know, sort of what made Facebook great or whatever. And I'm just like, I won't say I was forced to join Facebook, but I didn't really care about Facebook. And then when I was in college, we had a group project in which everybody else had a Facebook and decided that was the simplest way to sort of communicate with each other was by creating a Facebook group. And so I had to create a Facebook for that and then went through that whole period that a lot of people do of like, oh my gosh, everything must go on Facebook. Oh, so addicted. And then very quickly I was like, wait, why? Why am I on this computer thing all the time? Like, I don't have A, classes, but B, just my life in general to get back to. Yeah, let me back off on that. And so I now mostly, I'm very rarely on Facebook. And even when I am, I'm even more rarely actually posting anything about myself. I think I just posted a couple of things in the past month. And before that, I think I'd gone like 6 or 8 months without posting. So it's just like, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still alive. But you wouldn't know that if you were just looking at my Facebook feed. But so anyways, Facebook has decided to end the trending section. So if you ever, and possibly when you're listening, this totally can't do it anymore. But if you had ever seen the trending section, it was a little thing sort of on the right that was like trending news stories and what people are talking about. And most of it was just the way they're doing it. I don't remember. And maybe it's just because at that point I was in my very much let's minimize as much as possible Facebook usage stage. So I don't remember how it looked before they had the change where people criticized them for the trending section being sort of biased. And so they changed it from being run by actual people to being more automated. But now if you like click on one of the trending stories, you'll see sort of the main story, which is where the trending headline came from. And then below it, you'll see stories that usually are related or that like different websites talking about the same story. So if you see it, you know, if the main one is from ABC, then below it'll also be CNN and CBS and Fox News and what have you. But sometimes the little stories about below it, I'm just like, how are you connected? That you're not reporting on the same thing. Why are you in this little feed that's supposed to be solely about this story? I'm not sure what's going on here. That algorithm seems to have messed up. So Facebook has decided, and a lot of people were thinking this was about their whole thing about getting rid of fake news and, you know, not trying to make Facebook less, trying to make it less easy for Facebook to become just, you know, echo chambers where you only hear, you only get news from sites that already agree with your view of things and or that are putting out totally fake stories. Facebook has decided to end it, they said, not because of all those problems, but because people evidently don't really use it. That the trending module accounted for less than 1.5% of clicks to news publishers, and that people internal research said that people found the product to be less and less useful. Which, maybe? I mean, I don't get most of my news from Facebook, but I don't really get too much news, period. I don't like the news. I feel if I did, like, pay attention to news, I'd just be uber depressed all the time, and the world's just terrible, and people completely suck, and it's like, I already kind of lean towards that view, so let me not super reinforce that. But that the idea that the trending section only got 1.5% of clicks. Really? Like, I mean, I guess most people aren't turning to Facebook to get the news. It's just that social media has become a way more and more where we as a society get our news in general. But I'm not sure how many people specifically go to Facebook to learn about what's going on in the world. So I kind of get it, but I kind of don't get it. So, yeah, as of this recording, it's still up, but it should be ending next week, I believe. And it's only, considering that Facebook was started, 2005 or so, the trending section only started in 2014. So he went a long time without, you know, thinking, oh yes, let's make ourselves a really good source for news. And maybe that's just society had to sort of adjust towards being that way. But a lot of different social media sites have had a sort of trending feature or feed or what have you. And those are often troublesome for those sites. So sites like YouTube and Twitter have had similar problems, where the idea of trending sections is that they're supposed to bring up actual news that is relevant to the person who would be seeing it. But a lot of times they bring up things that just happen to be trending but aren't actually true, because you've seen a lot of times where certain stories can catch on like wildfire, and then later we find, like, if people, so certain celebrities have had to, like, go on and be like, no, I'm not dead. I'm still totally alive. I don't know where you got the idea that I was dead, but that spread around and millions and millions of people totally thought I was dead for a while until I said otherwise. Things like that, where it's just like, yeah, technically that story was trending. A lot of people were talking about it. That doesn't mean it's real. And it's hard to do that in our very instantaneous, everything on some sort of social media world, to both be very quick, but also correct. Because you can get on and put something out very quickly, but then to fact check it, you know, takes a bit of time. And you saw that with, and I can't remember, some of the most recent tragedies in the past year or two with the attacks in Europe, or with certain school shootings where, and I'm hoping this was just accident, although I do know there are some people who are just absolutely terrible and do this on purpose, where during those things, stories were posted about, you know, the shooter being whoever, or that such and such a thing is actually happening when it isn't. And it's just like, people are already freaking out enough about this, and we very much can't get the info right away, though we really, really want to, but it takes a moment for, you know, traditional media and press to get there. And so the only thing we've got to go off is things we find on social media, and you're going to hopefully, again, just post a mistake. But if you're doing it on a purpose, that's a really crappy thing to do. So a lot of times these trending things have either posted that misinformation like that, or they've been not hacked, but there have been bots that have been able to sort of abuse the system or whatever and post things that aren't true at all, or that are like really sort of advertising whatever. And therefore, you know, it's not working the way it was intended to, because what equals trending to just a thing looking at numbers is not necessarily what news is. And it's not necessarily what most people are looking for when they try and figure out, you know, trending news. So Facebook has decided we're not really using this. And when it is used, it's often incorrect. So we're going to end this and we're going to try something else in order to get users the news. So I hope that whatever they do next works a bit better. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So I know I've mentioned at least a couple of times on this podcast that I greatly prefer it for Twitter when the stories are sort of snarky or punny or just sort of funny and or ridiculous and not the let's be rude or just absolute terrible human beings or trolling people, even though I'm sure some of you are like, what's the difference between snarky and trolling? There is a difference in my mind, but I won't go into that just now. But I also really like it where people sort of live, I was going to say live tweet, but that's not quite what I mean, record as it's happening strange events. Like in my head, I'm thinking of it of like a captain's log of like the weirdness of life, but that's a very specific metaphor going on there. So anyways, this brings me to my next story, which is that the world record for number of or height of waffles stacked has been broken, which right away I'm just like, yeah, I know there are world records for pretty much everything, but who decides to just randomly go and be like, I'm going to challenge that world record, that one specifically, that thing you totally wouldn't have considered normally, that's the thing I'm going to go for. I mean, I don't really care about if I have a world record or not, but since I'm not really athletic, that cancels out all the sort of like fastest times or most whatevers or anything athletic, physical wise. So I probably would have to sort of go for a sort of wacky thing just to cut down on the number of people who could challenge me on my record, but also just because it's kind of fun. Like if I'm going to talk about a world record and it's not like at the Olympics or number of awards won, then yeah, it should be really strange and wacky and not what you'd normally hear. So I'm like, I remember hearing about like the pogo stick, and I'm like, you know what? I've heard a number of people talk about like number of pogo stick jumps or number of jump. I'm like, if I've heard about it, I maybe don't want to do it just to separate myself. So this was an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the tallest stack of waffles, and a reporter went and covered it. And this story is really great because she's sort of tweeting as she goes along all these things that are happening, but this is an attempt for a world record and it's actually supposed to be verified, and yet it's so like not what you'd expect from a world record attempt. So she's going there and it's like she expects it to be big, some big commercial thing with like ads and officials and everything, and it's like a guy and some friends at a house. It's like, okay. But then they did have an official Denver land surveyor with a 3D laser scanner because they have to make sure that the measuring is fully correct. It's like, we're just doing this in the house at a backyard, but we got to have the land surveyor. It's that serious and yet not serious at all. And like the guy who was stacking it, she has this great picture of him. He comes out and he's got, it's either a ponytail or a man bun. I can't quite tell from the picture, but he's got like that and Crocs. And he just really does look like some 20 something guy. And it's Saturday morning and why not waffles? But oh yeah, also have a Guinness World Record. It's just like, wait, how do those two go together? On the one hand, of course they do. And on the other hand, wait, what? So as she's going along, the story, she's a reporter and she actually wrote an article about it as well. But just reading her tweets feels amazingly epic and yet also amazingly like, yes, this is the times we're living in. So he evidently texted his friend of like, hey, I'm going to try for the world record of waffles. Would you like to join me? And the friend's response was like, in the future, please don't phrase such things as this as a request, because the answer is, of course I would. Because yes, although if my friend was like, hey, I'm going to try for a really random world record, I'd be like, you're going to what? I will come and watch just for the sheer, I don't know what's going on right now of it, but okay, the guy was like, this is what friendship is. On the other hand, I'd be like, I'm questioning how we became friends. Where are our thought processes and how do they diverge so strongly? And yet, on the other hand, this is still great, but I wouldn't have considered ever to do it. So what? So there was one point where they had a table for this stacking thing made, like professionally leveled by a professional leveler. I don't even know if that's the technical term, but a professional table made to be even so that the stacking, you know, would work well. And then at one point it started to tip, but they managed to save it and it was getting sort of serious. So we're like, okay, we've got to help them, the two stacker people. So someone brings out an umbrella to sort of shield them from the shade so they don't get sweaty or whatever. But it's this like Miller Chill light beer advertising umbrella. And it's just like, yes, these are the pictures that you will live on in history. Guy with a man bun and Crocs, Miller Chill light beer umbrella. Of course, naturally. So for those of you who might actually be interested, the old record of waffle stacking was 51 centimeters high. Because I'd like to know when like the first record of this was, and I'm going to just imagine that it, whenever that first record was set, was not when the first time someone decided, let's just stack waffles and measure how high they can get, because that is totally what you do with waffles. Sure, we'll go with that. But the new record that these people in Denver set was 67 centimeters, which I'm wondering, wait, that's a good difference there between 51 and 67. Were they, like, was there a difference in professionally leveled tables or measuring or the batter of the waffles? Like, how did you get such a difference? I'd really like to know that. And because this was for an official Guinness World Record and they had the official land surveyor there to, you know, make it, I was going to say legal, but I'm not sure there. What are the legal repercussions anyways of breaking really random world records? But they had, when the guy approached Guinness and was like, hey, I'd like to try for this, Guinness sent back this really long thing, you know, of rules, basically saying how you could do this record and things you couldn't do, including what constituted a waffle and what did not constitute a waffle. And it's just like, I need this however many stack of pages paper to officially define what a waffle is. Yes, this is where my life is going. And it was like, we have to have this stack of waffles, but at the same time everyone just seemed really chill about it. Like they were just all hanging in the kitchen and all making waffles, and they also made pancakes because of course you did, we're all gonna hang out with all this batter anyways, we might as well have some to eat, I guess. And there was like a whole table, I think, to put stuff on the waffles afterwards, because I guess we were gonna eat those as well. And it was just such a very cool, chill, it seemed like, group of friends. Although I do know there was a couple who somehow just randomly heard about it and was like, hey, that sounds cool, let's go. And I'm like, you know what? I'd like that. That would be, I think, an interesting date. I don't know if they were a dating couple, but it was a man and a woman who just be like, hey, so what do you want to do this Saturday? Oh, well, I heard about this guy who's going to try and break the world record of waffle stacking. Okay. It's that level of random and wacky. And isn't this what the internet exists for anyways? We all just want to have the not usual story. Is not, oh, we went to dinner and a movie, but oh, we went and saw the world record of waffle stacking being broken. That is why Twitter exists. I'm calling it now. It's for random, you know, captain logging of bizarre things. So we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we will be talking about a different captain's log that I need for myself. So stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So I've mentioned how I really like Twitter for the sort of recording of epic, weird sagas. And as I'm saying that, I now wonder what like the Odyssey in tweets would look like. And I'm both really interested and also really horrified to kind of try and imagine that. But if I were to, you know, repeatedly tweet such things, I would want it to be of bizarre adventures. I just don't have that many happen to me, unfortunately. I won't decide on whether or not that's a good thing, but I am really upset that this next thing has never happened to me in my life. I am very, very envious in that a man, I believe he's British, just because at one point they talk about jumpers and stuff, and I think use the word mum. A man went upstairs to grab a sweater or something, they say jumper, and found a cat had given birth to kittens under his bed, which I'm sure cat owners are just like, yeah, and? Well, this is not his cat. He has no idea where this cat came from. He doesn't have a cat. And so it's just like, what? No, he's I love his response to this. It's very cute and adorable in the pictures. I just cannot deal with the, oh my gosh, I want so cute of it. But my first thought, if this ever happened to me, would be like, how the heck did you get into my apartment or my house or wherever this is? Cat, I do not have. How did you get inside here? And I had no clue about it. And then you gave birth to 4 kittens and I still didn't know this was going on. Is there like a random hole under my bed wall or what? But then beyond that, and so long as it was like a cat with kittens, I'd probably jump very quickly to his way of approaching this either, which is just, this is so cute, and I find my heart attached, and I cannot deal with this, because he approached it as, I'm a new cat dad. I'm just going to go with, yes, cat dad is a thing. So he starts tweeting, where, and I apologize, this is his language, so it's not mine, trying to adjust to the cat shit crazy reality of going upstairs to grab a jumper, but instead finding a cat and 4 kittens. Am I a dad now? And then later, paternal instincts kicking in, overwhelmed with feels, don't know how to deal. So my response, yes, oh my gosh, the cuteness, continues, canceling all my plans, crawling under the bed to spend the rest of the day with my new four children, hashtag new dad. To which I'm like, okay, but also you don't know where this cat came from. I'm still a little wary of random cat in my house. And also crawling under the bed, it depends. I've seen different things because I like cats and I want a cat so badly that I've looked it up where some cats, when they give birth, are like very protective and don't come anywhere near my children. And others just don't have very maternal feelings at all and are just like, I'm out, peace. But I'd be afraid, A, that I couldn't fit under my bed, but B, even if I crawled under my bed with this cat, I'd be afraid this cat would like attack me, be like, get the heck away from my kids, random giant strange being I don't know. Theoretically, I mean, of course, this cat felt comfortable enough to, however the heck it got in, get in and go under the bed and give birth there. But I'd approach much more cautiously than be like, must dive in to spend with the kittens. But then he continues, I've just canceled my order for comics and single malt whiskey, now buying cat food. This is fatherhood, yo. I'm here for this. To which I'm like, what? Not sure what the comics and whiskey have to do with that. And actually, if you're a new dad, isn't whiskey like the let's toast to your new dadhood? Like the dads really did all the important stuff in the bringing to birth thing, but whatever. But this man, from his tweets, does appear to have spent pretty much the whole day with this cat who he calls Queen, not like her name, but just like she's a queen for giving birth like this. And seems to have spent several hours with the cats and then later tweets, literally reemerging from underneath the bed, possibly now as a different person, reborn as hashtag cat dad, wiser, hairier, learning secrets of the universe and life through the unexpected birth of these goddamn fluff miracles. Praise be to the cat gods. Meow. To which, again, my response is, where do I go and, like, you know, pray at the altar of the cat gods for this to happen to me? Like, someone direct it. Listeners, if you know where I can, like, appeal to the cat gods to give me a very similar situation, please let me know on Facebook or Twitter, because I desperately, desperately want this. And I feel like if this did happen and cat just miraculously appeared under my bed with kittens, my mother would have less of a thing of you can't keep it, because it'd be like, the cat gods brought it. I didn't even do it. I did nothing on this. This just happened. I did not go against your wishes to bring a cat into this house. It came by itself. It's fate. It must stay. You cannot get rid of the adorable little fluff balls that are meowing. Oh my gosh, so cute. I don't know that that would work with her, but I'd like to plead that way. Anyways, I didn't do it. It's fate. Let's leave it alone. You can't mess with fate or the cat gods. The cat gods will probably kill you if you mess with them. But people's responses to this whole song on Twitter, a number of them were a bit like me of like, why has that never happened to me? Seriously? But then there was one that was like, great episode of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, to which, yeah. Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it? Like, again, he did call, I wanted to say the ASPCA, but he's not in America, so I'm not sure what it is, to see if they could send over someone with a, I'm going to call it a scanner, to see if the cat was chipped, so that it could, if it had an owner, it would have a chip on it, most likely, and then to see whose cat this is. But he kind of doesn't want the cat to have a chip because he feels so attached now as this new dad to these kittens that he's like, I've emotionally bonded, I can't get rid of them. And they're really so cute. Like, if you go and look these pictures up, oh my gosh, they're small and their eyes are still shut and they're just sort of rolling around, and there's four of them, three boys and a girl, he thinks, although evidently telling gender at that age can be a bit difficult. But he starts comparing them to Game of Thrones characters, which works for you if you've seen Game of Thrones. I haven't, so the references sort of go over my head. I don't know whether or not these comparisons are good things or bad things or what it says about the characteristics of these kittens. But it's just like, to what is most definitely a very unusual situation. Random thing has happened. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Let's just jump all in with our emotions and feelings. I do very much envy this guy. And on that cat yearning note, I'm going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.